Brenham High School basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cubs against A&M Consolidated Tigers is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to the courts with your host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to the Brenham High School gym. Doug Brown with you on this Friday evening. So glad you could be a part of the broadcast with us as tonight the Brenham Cubs take on the A&M Consolidated Tigers. And coming in this one, the Cubs 20-5 overall on the season, and they are 3-3 in district play. Meanwhile, the Tigers 12-11 overall, and they're 5-1 in district. Tigers currently in second place. Cubs right now sit in third. As we take a look at the District 21-5A standings, Lake Creek is in first place. They're 6-0. And they are followed by the A&M Consolidated Tigers, who are 5-1. Then it's College Station at 4-2. Cubs are 3-3 in fourth place. In fifth place, there's a tie between Brian Rutter and Magnolia. They're both 2-4. And then for seventh place, it's Magnolia West and Montgomery. They're both 1-5. And this is also going to be the last game of the first half of district play. So very important as far as momentum for these two teams. As starting Tuesday night, we're already into the second half of district play. And so this is an important win. And also for the Cubs, they dropped their last two in a row, so they don't want to drop three in a row, especially in district play. And to get a win over a pretty good consolidated team would be go a long way towards boosting their confidence as they head into that second half of district. Taking a look at other action around 21-5A this evening. Brian Rutter's on the road at Magnolia West. Lake Creek is going to be visiting Montgomery, and it's Magnolia at College Station. Fans still filing in here. It is youth night here at the Brenham High School gym, and I think if I remember reading correctly, they're going to have, I think it's a free throw shooting contest at halftime. And so should be a fun night here. And right now the two teams warming up. In case you're wondering why we're running a little bit behind tonight, the JV game ran long. And it was won by A&M Consolidated. I'll pass on telling you the score because some of you might be eating right now and don't want to know. But let's just say it wasn't a pretty sight. But nevertheless, we are going to pursue on here on the pregame, and we're going to take our first break, and we'll come back and take a look at some of the other action going on around the area. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And back we go here as we continue with the Brenham Cup pregame show. Doug Brown with you from the Brenham High School Gymnasium as tonight Cubs taking on the A&M Consolidated Tigers. And let's take a look at some of the other stuff going on tonight. First of all, the Brenham Cubettes, they're on the road taking on College Station tonight. They're taking on A&M Consolidated in College Station tonight. And Cubettes looking to snap a four-game losing streak. And they're going up against a 1-7 team in College Station, so hopefully, knock on wood, they can get that done tonight. Other District 21 5A girls action, you got Magnolia West at Bryan Rutter, Montgomery at Lake Creek, and College Station at Magnolia. Then in the 2A ranks, Class 26 2A, you got the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers. They're on the road at Mumford tonight. The girls' game should have just gotten underway, and the boys are scheduled to play also tonight about 7:30. Other action from District 26 2A. You got both Somerville teams at Norman G. And the Snook teams are at Iola. And other local teams that have boy-girl doubleheaders tonight. You got Belleville at Wharton, Sealy at El Campo, Hempstead at East Bernard, Navasota at Brookshire Royal, Anderson Shiro at Tarkenton, McDade at Richards, Fayetteville at Buckholz, Round Top Carmine at Calvert, Caldwell at Austin at Cheve, Lexington at McGregor, LaGrange at Smithville, and Rice at Columbus. And then a couple of them where they're split. The Waller Bulldogs are at Klein Collins, while the Lady Bulldogs will host Klein Collins this evening. And the Bryan Vikings are at home tonight to take on Copper's Cove, while the Bryan Lady Vikings are on the road at Copper's Cove. At Copper's Cove. And so that is a look at what's going on around the area tonight. Of course, tomorrow over at the Cruzy Center, Blinn Buccaneers back at home. They've got a doubleheader, and it'll start at 2 o'clock with the Buccaneer women playing host to Angelina College. And then the Buccaneer men are going to play host to the Houston Gladiators. That one will be at 4 o'clock. So if you have a chance to get out to the Cruzy Center tomorrow and root the Bucks on, I know it's hard because they kind of schedule that one same time as the Texans game. I know tomorrow I'm going to have to hit the record button on on my TV but I do plan on taking those two games in. As a Buck alumni, I got to when I get the chance. But nevertheless, that is a look at the basketball action going on this weekend. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups and hopefully have our intros. But first, let's bring you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader. Striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go here as we're getting ready for the start of tonight's game between the Brenham Cubs and the A&M Consolidated Tigers. And for the Tigers, they will be sending out Trey Taylor, Tanner Banks, Jamian Chambers, Adam Jackson, and Ben Formby. And for the Brenham Cubs, their starting five will be Elijah Ferguson, Isaac Powell, Diego Estrada, Jamari Kelly, and Kobe Mathis. And I believe we're about to have our official introductions and, of course, our national anthem. Doug Brown with you here from the Brenham High School Gym. So glad you could be with us on AM 1280 KWHI in Brenham and also K269 GU 101.7 FM across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. And now just wait, ready for the official intros.
thank you. As it is, this partnership is one of the primary purposes of educational athletics. Our student athletes have been judgment called by officials, coaches, and themselves who are made in good faith and should be respected. Spectators can support both of these teams by refraining from derogatory or any comment and negative cheers. Brenham ISD has a zero tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately from these behaviors. We hope that you will enjoy the game and support the athletes in a positive and sportsmanlike manner. Now, let me declare for tonight's game, starting with the visiting Titans from Gaylord Consolidated. A 5'9 senior, number 0, Trey Taylor. A 6-foot senior, number 2, Tanner Banks. A 5'9 senior, number 4, Damian Taylor. A 6-foot senior, number 10, Adam Jackson. A 6'9 senior, number 23, Ian Goldman. Striker coach from Andrew Davis, with our Jonathan Corbin, Colin Allen, James Gilbert, and the staff. And now,
the starting lineup singing our national anthem, and we're ready to get this one underway. And it's going to be Jacoby Mathis jumping center with Ben Formby. And Cubs are going to win the toss to Estrada. Over to Powell. Powell bringing the ball up the court for Brenham. And he was trying to flip it to Ferguson. The ball got knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Adam Jackson guarding Isaac Powell. And Ferguson with the inbounds pass to Powell over to Jacoby Mathis. Mathis driving the lane, and he puts it up and in for two. And just like that, the Cubs are on the board. Now Tigers with their first possession. And it's Adam Jackson with the basketball, and he gives it over to Tanner Banks. Banks launches a three from well beyond the arc, and he hits it. And the Tigers take a 3-2 lead here in the early going. And nobody to pass it to, and Powell got to take a quick early timeout here. Good defense by A&M Consolidated. It's just going to be a 30-second, so we'll keep it right here. As we have our continuing coverage of Brenham Cup basketball. And good crowd on hand here tonight. And play still filing in. Consolidated also with pretty good showing as well tonight. And it'll be Cub basketball underneath. And Estrada with the inbounds pass. And time is called. Now they're going to just redo it. Estrada to inbound to Powell. Powell going to attack, pass the ball out. Estrada for three. And just missed in a rebound by Powell. Has the ball stolen away by Jackson. And now Consolidated wants to run with it and misses the shot. And Powell comes away with a rebound. Full court pressure by the Tigers. And Powell going to drive, lost the control of the ball. And it's going to end up in the hands of Estrada, who puts it up and in for two. And Diego getting on the board early. The Cubs retake the lead 4-3 with 6:30 left to go here in the first quarter. And now for the Tigers, it's Tanner Banks passing the ball off. And a three-point try by Adam Jackson. He misses. And rebound. The Cubs lose control of the basketball. And Jackson drives, puts up the shot, misses. And going to get a foul call. And foul is going to be against the Cubs, and that's going to be on Elijah Ferguson, his first. That will send Adam Jackson to the free throw line, and he hits the first one. And he makes them both. And A&M Consolidated retakes the lead 5-4 with 6:13 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs with the inbound ball. Up ahead to Powell. Powell's just got Formby to beat. Puts up the shot. It's blocked by Formby, and we're going to get a foul call. And they're going to call a foul on Formby. That's his first. And Isaac Powell going to the free throw line for the Cubs. And he sinks the first one. And substitution for Brenham now. As checking into the game is Chris Guidry. And Jamari Kelly will have a seat. And Powell misses the second one. And we're tied at five apiece. And we got a foul call on Brenham. And that's going to be on Guidry. That'll be his first. And it's away from the basket, so no free throws there. As they bring it up the court. Consolidated passes back out to Formby. Formby, they're working around. Now back into the hands of Jackson as the ball stolen away. Comes up ahead. And Guidry misses the shot, but Mathis is there to put it back up and in for two. And Jacoby Mathis now with 4 points. And the Cubs take a 7-5 lead. And traveling calm on the Tigers. That'll turn the ball over and back to the Cubs. So the Cubs lead it 7-5. We got 5:30 left to go in the first quarter. And errant pass there by Ferguson. And Consolidated now with the basketball. Trey Taylor goes around to Banks. Banks fires up a three, misses. And rebound by the Tigers and misses the shot out of bounds. And Tigers will retain possession. As you're looking at your radio dial, Cubs are going left to right. Tigers going right to left. And Banks with a three, and he hit it. Tanner Banks with the second three-pointer. Gives him 6 points in the game and puts A&M Consolidated back in front, 8-7. And Jacoby Mathis the other way puts up the shot, and he's going to get fouled going in. And foul is going to be called on Tanner Banks. That'll be his first as Mathis goes to the free throw line. Oh, now they're going to, wait a minute. Apparently they're going to, he was shooting though when he was fouled. How does he not get free throws out of that? And it bounced pass to Ferguson. And out to Powell behind the three-point arc. And heavily guarded. And now they work it around to Mathis. Mathis drives. Lost the basketball. And A&M Consolidated back the other way. Lays it up and in for two. And that was on Jackson. His. And that gives Consolidated a 12-7 lead. And now we got a whistle called on the Cubs, and that is going to be on Jaden Ebert, who's just checked into the game. And that is going to send Adam Jackson to the free throw line. And he makes the free throw. And it's now 13-7. Ferguson to Powell. We're halfway through the first quarter. Cubs trailing 13-7. And Powell puts it up and in for two. And Powell puts it up again on the other way. Up and in for two. And that's going to give Powell 5 points, and he's going to go to the line. Just like that, the Cubs have cut it to a two-point game, and now they can cut it to one if they can hit this free throw here. That was called on Liam Parsi, who's checked in the game for A&M Consolidated. And Powell hits the free throw for the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and that's 6 points now for him. Back the other way, and a nice block shot there by Jaden Ebert. And what about the good job there by the sophomore getting up there and knocking that one away. And it's 13-12. Tigers with a one-point lead with 3:40 left to play here in the first quarter. And we get a whistle. And that's going to be on Ferguson. That'll be his second. And that's got to be careful. Doesn't want to pick up a third here. And up ahead to Guidry. Guidry puts up a shot. Misses, but he does draw the foul. Foul's going to be called on Jackson. That'll be his first. And that'll send Chris Guidry to the line. And he hits it. That'll tie it up at 13 apiece. And now he can put the Cubs back in front if he can hit this next one. And he does. Good job there at the free throw line. And now 3:35 left. And Consal inbounds it. Cubs going for the double steal. And we're going to get a timeout taken. And we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken,
seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Back we go here to the Brenham High School gym. Doug Brown with you on this Friday night. And it's A&M Consolidated with the basketball. Cubs lead it 14-13 here in the first quarter. Just over 3 minutes left. And Consolidated working the ball around to Banks. Banks passes the ball inside, and it's Parsi putting it up and in for two. And for Consolidated, it's the first time somebody not named Banks or Jackson has scored for them. And they take the lead 15-14. Well, the Cubs, and they're going to call an offensive foul on, that was on Guidry. He was going to put it up, and now that'll force Mathis to come back in. And Guidry will check out with two fouls. And Consolidated with the basketball. He just, I didn't catch the defender's number, but he just bowled him right over. And an air ball on the three-point attempt by Chuck Obiazi. And what did it? Are you kidding? Apparently the Cubs got called for, when he was inbounding the ball, I guess he stepped on the line. And so they turned it back over to Consolidated. Three-point attempt by the Tigers. Put and got a shot up and in for two. And that was Trey Taylor. And time is called. Taylor, making a quick substitution there as Taylor at the free throw line, and he missed it. Rebound by Mathis, and Mathis is fouled. Foul was called on Liam Parsi. That's his second. And since they're in the penalty, Mathis will go to the free throw line. Clock stopped with 2:23 left to go here in the first quarter. And Mathis at the line. And he nails the first one. And Mathis going to get one more here. And he nailed it again. And that is going to make it 17-16. Tigers with a one-point lead. And they bring it up the court. Working the ball around. And it's Banks. Gives it over to Taylor. And Taylor drives the lane. And we're going to get a foul on the Cubs. And that was going to be called on Jaden. Am I missing some foul? They put up three on it. I've got only two for Hebert. And Taylor hits it. That'll give him four, and he makes the next one. And so it makes it 19-16. And Powell with the basketball. Top of the key. And ball is rolling around, and the Tigers come up with it. And now comes steal it back. Ferguson up ahead to Kelly. And Kelly puts up the shot and misses. And the Tigers come away with it as we're down to a minute 30. And over to Taylor. Drives, puts up the shot over Mathis. And misses, gets his own rebound. And now they're trying to tuck it in, and we got a jump ball here. And I'm going to say it belongs to the Tigers. We got a minute 16 left to go here in the first quarter. Brenham trailing by three, 19-16. And inbounds pass, shot missed by the Tigers. Up and in, missed again. And loose ball on the court. And coming away with it is Ja'Cory Chambers for the Tigers. And now Chambers back out. They're going to fire up a three and missing, and a rebound by Powell. And he's going to get tied up. Another jump ball. Now this one should belong to the Cubs. As we have 57.7 seconds left. And we're going to get a technical foul called against Consolidated. And I believe that's on Mr. Jackson there. It is. He was mouthing off to the referee, and the referee had enough. And usually when it's something like that, it's they said something they shouldn't. When it's a quick whistle like that. Now it's just a simple. If it's something simple, usually they let it go, but usually if you have a cuss word or something, that's when it's that, not saying he did, but usually when it's that quick, that's the case. And so Powell will shoot the free throw, and he hits it. And Powell now with seven in the game. And he hits them both. And he was also called for a regular foul as well. And so Powell will continue at the line. And miss the third one. He'll get one more. And Jackson with three fouls. He's going to have to take a seat. And now the coach, he's having some words with the official. And Powell, and he hits the third one. And so Isaac Powell now with 9 points here in the first quarter. No. Who is that? And so now it's tied 19-19. And we're going to whistle now on the Cubs. Well, I guess for some reason, I guess did they switch and I not see that as they gave that free throw to Ferguson. As Powell shot the free throws, two of the free throws, and Ferguson had the other two. And now back on the other end, College Station, it's Jason Newton has checked in with two. And Tigers lead it 21-19 with 32 seconds left. Powell. And we're going to get a jump ball. Or are we going to get a timeout called? Waiting to see what the decision is here. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So that stops the clock. We're going to keep it right here since it's so close to the end of the quarter. But it's 27.5 seconds left in the quarter. And A&M Consolidated leading the Cubs 21-19 in what's been a high-scoring first quarter here. And already got guys in foul trouble, and this is just the early going. It's like, better get some control here. What's it going to be like when we get to the fourth quarter? And so it looks like it's going to be Tiger basketball. Just shy of half court, and they'll inbounds it. Banks being guarded by Ferguson, inbounds the ball to Chambers. Chambers would get it across half court. And they work it around to the other Chambers. And now back out to, and now inside, shot up and in for two. And that was Nathan Warner who's checked in. Now back the other way. Ferguson up and in for two. And comes with a steal. Three-pointer! Oh, just missed. He had a shot at it. And that's the end of the first quarter. And it's the A&M Consolidated Tigers 23, the Brenham Cubs 21. We'll be back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
La Roche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West. Offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And we return to action here as we get set to start the second quarter of play. The Brenham Cubs trailing the A&M Consolidated Tigers 23-21. And what's been a wild first quarter, and now let's see what we got here as inbounds pass Ferguson. He brings the ball up the court over to Mathis and over to Powell. Powell drives, passes the ball off to Jamari Kelly, and we're going to get a foul called. Let's see who the whistle is against. And that's going to be on Jason Newton. That'll be his first. Inbounds pass, and Powell over to Ferguson. Back out to Powell, and over to Mathis. Mathis to Ferguson, has three-pointer blocked. And now he just gets it out to Estrada, and over to Mathis. And Mathis drives the lane, and getting hammered on his way there, and finally got a foul call. It's like, how many times do they have to touch him before you actually call one? And the foul was called on Nathan Warner. That's his first. Ferguson with the inbounds pass to Mathis. And we're going to get a foul called on the Tigers. And that is going to be on Jamion Chambers. That's his first. So that's three quick fouls here in less than a minute by the Tigers. And inbounds pass to Jacoby Mathis. Mathis drives the lane, lays it up and in for two. And Jacoby with 8 points now. Tigers want to bring it back up the court. It's Jamion Chambers. And nice block there by Mathis. Don't tell me they're going to call a foul on Jacoby. That was all ball there. Oh, no, they're going to call it on Diego Estrada. And for Diego, that's his first. And that's also going to send Jamion Chambers to the free throw line. We're tied up 23-23. Chambers clanks the first one. Thank you. and misses them both. But coming down with the rebound is Jace Newton. He puts it up and in for two. And that gets consolidated, a 25-23 lead. Powell back the other way. He's going to drive. Shot is blocked, and we're going to get a whistle. And we're going to get a foul, or what's the call here? And the foul is going to be on Jamion Chambers. That'll be his second. Wasn't he shooting there? Gunson, I think Coach Andrews is asking, shouldn't he be shooting? They've got him taking it underneath the basket. And so the Cubs will inbound and pass out to Mathis. Over to Ferguson. Ferguson going to fire up a three. Too hard. And come, Tigers come down with it. And they will put it up, and got to be goaltending. And it was one of the Tiger players jumped up there and grabbed the rim, and so they will get him for goaltending. And so the Cubs with the basketball, or offensive goaltending is what the, and out of bounds. Got 6:29 left to play here in the second quarter. Tigers lead at 25-23. And Ferguson will inbound it to Guidry. They're working around to Estrada. And Ferguson back out to Estrada. Diego to fire up a three. Rim Rattler won't go. And Newton was trying to save it for Consolidated, but he stepped on the line as he was going out of bounds. It'll still be Cub basketball. Ferguson will inbound it. And what? And are we gonna get, we're gonna get a timeout called, apparently. And it's gonna be a 30-second timeout. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And inbounds pass, and Jacoby Mathis misses the shot, and Tigers back the other way. Taylor puts up the shot, blocked by the Cubs, and running it down is Formby. Over to Taylor for three, misses, and a rebound by Mathis. Mathis up ahead to Guidry. Guidry to Ferguson. Ferguson drives, putting up the shot, misses, and rebound by the Tigers. And three-pointer attempt missing is Chuck Ubiazzi. Now comes back the other way. Powell drives, puts up the shot, up and in for two. Isaac Powell now with 11, or with 10 points in the game. And we're tied up 25 apiece. And Ubiazzi passes off to Taylor. Taylor puts up the shot, misses, and a block. Who's going to come up with it? It's Ubiazzi up and in for two. That's his first basket of the game. Back the other way. Guidry drives. Misses the shot, but he's going to get it. He's going to get some free throws out of this. As he's fouled on the way to the basket. And that is going to be on Trey Taylor. That'll be his first. And Guidry to go to the line. Kidry's got 2 points so far, and a chance to add to that. And he misses the first one. Braylon Ragston also going to check in now, and Diego Estrada will take a seat. And he hits the second one. That'll be 3 points for Guidry now. And that makes it a 27-26 game. Cubs trailing by one. Banks with the basketball over to the, that was Warner. And now they try to go inside the Formby, and we're going to get a foul call, I believe, on Isaac Powell. And that'll be Powell's first. Just a second team foul on the Cubs here in the second quarter. And looks like Kelly will check back in. They're going to give Mathis a break here. And inbounds pass for me over to Banks. Banks puts up a three, misses. And a rebound by Powell being heavily double-teamed here. And I was going to say, he's pretty much getting mugged underneath the basket. The ref finally blows the whistle. And that's going to be on Obiazi. That'll be his first. And that will send Isaac Powell to the free throw line. Powell already with 10 points in the game, looking to add to it. And he misses the first one. And he hits the second one. So that'll give him 11 points. And that will also tie the game at 27 apiece. And back the other way. And putting up the shot and making it. Let's see. That was Sam Moffitt, who's in the game now. And who did they get for the foul here? That's going to be on Jacoby Mathis. That'll be his first. And that'll send Moffitt to the free throw line. And he hits the free throw. And that'll put the Tigers back in front, 30-27. And going for the steal, and Ferguson is Moffitt, takes it away, and now Powell gets it back on the other hand. Now up into Ragston, and ball knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Well, you got any eyes in the back of your head to keep up with this one. This fast, this has been a really fast pace as far as on the court. It's like you wonder how long these guys can keep it up, because I mean they are, both teams are really just flying all over the court here tonight. And an inbounds pass over to Powell. Powell driving the lane, passes the ball out to, he was going for Estrada and lost it out of bounds. And so that will put get the ball back to A&M Consolidated. We're halfway through the second quarter here. Tigers lead the Cubs 30-27. And three-pointer, and nailing that is Tanner Banks. That's his third three of the game. And that now increases the Tiger lead to 33-27. Ferguson drives, puts it up and in for two. And that'll give Ferguson 3 points. And back the other way, and driving, putting up the shot is Obiazi. He's up and in for two, and that gives him four. And it's 35-29. Ferguson puts up the shot, misses, and went off of Obiazi and out of bounds. It'll be Cub basketball underneath their own hoop. And going to get a substitution. Obiazi will check out, and Ja'Cory Chambers will check back in. And Ferguson with the inbounds pass to Mathis. Mathis trying to get around Formby. Puts up the jumper and he hit it. And Kobe Mathis with 10 points. And No, Coach Andrews wants a timeout. And this one's going to be a full timeout, so we will take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And back we go. We reached the three-minute mark, and they're passing the ball all over the place, and Cubs come away with it. Ferguson into the corner, three-pointer, overshot by Guidry. And Tigers come down with a basketball. Pass it back out to Formby. Formby tried to put it up, misses. Rebound by the Cubs. Guidry got to slow it down here. Passes up to Powell. Powell drives it up and in for two. Isaac Powell now with 13 points in the game. And the Cubs have cut it to a two-point lead again. Banks puts one up, misses. Rebound by Mathis. And now the Cubs can tie it here on this possession. And Powell gets it up ahead. Passes out. Estrada for three. Misses. Rebound by Mathis. Passes out to Guidry. Guidry drives the lane. Puts it up. Misses the shot. And Tigers come away with it. And put it back on the other end. Chambers put it up. Misses for Consol. And now comes with the basketball. Powell. As we drop down just that fast, under 2 minutes left to play. 35-33, A&M Consolidated leading Brenham. And Estrada almost lost the ball and got it over to Ferguson. Ferguson up and in for two, and we're tied. Elijah Nell with 7 points. And full court pressure by the Cubs as Consol gets it up ahead to Chambers. Chambers in the corner to Moffitt. Moffitt thought about a three. Now he passes the ball off to Warner. Nathan Warner top of the key as they wind it down to 1:10. And Formby over to Chambers. Back out to Banks. Banks being guarded by Guidry. Passes the ball off as we're down to less than a minute now. Formby going to fire up a three, the big man, and he misses. And Tigers chase it back down. And Moffitt puts up the shot, misses, and Banks comes away with it. And going to get a foul call, finally. He had three guys pounding on Mathis before the ref finally called them. And the foul is going to be on Formby. That'll be his second. And Jacoby Mathis going to get to go to the line. Clock has stopped with 43.9 seconds. And Mathis missed the first shot. And Coach Daly for Gonzal brings a whole new lineup in. Five substitutions, and Mathis missed them both. And so Tigers with the basketball. And driving the lane, missing the shot was Jamie on Chambers. Ferguson up ahead. We got 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Ferguson drives, puts up the shot, up and in for two, and he's fouled. That'll give Ferguson 10, and now he's going to go to the line with a chance to give the Cubs a three-point lead with 24.8 seconds left. And foul is going to be on Jamion Chambers. That's his third. And so Ferguson at the line. And he hit it. Look at Ferguson now, 10 points. He's the third Cub in double figures here in the first half of the game. Cubs now lead at 38-35, and Coach Andrews is going to have him get back and guard against the bat. Don't want any easy baskets here. Consolidated is going to probably try to play for the last shot. And they lose the basket. Who's going to come up with a loose ball on the court? And it's going to be out of bounds. It was off of Mathis last, and so it'll be Tiger basketball with 8.5 seconds left. Inbounds pass. And it is Ken Williams with the basketball. And puts up the shot, misses. No basket at the buzzer. And so we go into the locker room. At halftime, the Brenham Cubs lead at 38-35. And what a first half return there, as the Cubs, after trailing after the first quarter, now come back and they lead this one. And we'll break it all down here as we get set for the halftime report. Let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And back we go here at halftime. It has been a good one as the Brenham Cubs lead the A&M Consolidated Tigers 38-35. Consolidated actually led after the first quarter 23-21, but then the Cubs came back and actually outscored them 17-12 in the second quarter to take this lead. And leading scorers for the Brenham Cubs right now, Isaac Powell with 13 points. They've also got Elijah Ferguson and Kobe Mathis with 10 points each. And Chris Guidry's got 3, Diego Estrada with 2. And right now out on the court, they're having a little halftime shootout contest. It's youth night here. And so letting the kids get a chance to shoot here. And meanwhile, foul trouble-wise, you got Elijah Ferguson's got 2, Isaac Powell with 1, Diego Estrada with 1, Jaden Ebert has got 3, Chris Guidry with 2, and Kobe Mathis is 1. And then for A&M Consolidated, Their leading scorer right now is Adam Jackson. He's got, it's Tanner Banks with 9 points. Then it's Adam Jackson with 7. And Trey Taylor with 5. And then they've got Chuck Obiazi and Jace Newton with 4 each. Sam Moffitt with 3. And then they got Liam Parsi and Nathan Warner with 2 points each. Foul-wise for the Tigers, Trey Taylor's got 1, Tanner Banks with 1, Chameon Chambers with 3, Adam Jackson with 3, Ben Formby with 2, Liam Parsi with 2, Jace Newton with 1, and Nathan Warner with 1 as well. So it has been it's about as close can get here in this first quarter. And I don't know if they the pace that they were keeping up with just both teams just flying up and down the court. You got to think maybe in the second half, whoever's going to run out of gas first is going to win this one. Because it was just an incredible pace there. And we'll see what happens. But the Cubs got to keep up that intensity and not let down. They're doing well. And you got to keep trying to stay with them. And meanwhile, we're going to take a break, and we've got more to come here on the Halftime Report. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's go ahead and hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allendale Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
All right, as we continue with the Halftime Report, and right now it is the Brenham Cubs leading the Anaheim Consolidated Tigers 38-31. And, of course, tomorrow, big day for college basketball, men's college basketball. Just a full slate of games tomorrow. You got number 9 Baylor at Texas at 11 a.m., Central Florida at number 5 Houston at 1 o'clock. You got number 24 Iowa State at number 19 TCU at 1 o'clock. Rice and Temple also at 1. 2 o'clock, you got Tulsa and SMU. And 3 o'clock, Texas Southern and Alcorn State. North Texas at Charlotte. Texas A&M and LSU, and also UT Arlington and Abilene Christian at 3:30, Texas A&M Commerce in Southeast Louisiana, and Nichols at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and Lamar at Houston Christian, 4:15, it's Arkansas State and Texas State, 5 o'clock, you got number 20 BYU and number 25 Texas Tech, and also McNeese and Incarnate Word, 5:30, you got Prairie View at Jackson State, 6 o'clock, Sam Houston Liberty. 6:30, Talton State, UT Rio Grande Valley. And then rounding out the night, you got UTEP, and they're playing host to Western Kentucky. And don't forget, here in Brenham over at the Cruzy Center tomorrow, they got junior college basketball doubleheader. Blinn Buccaneer women hosting Angelina at 2 o'clock. And the Blinn Buccaneer men are hosting the Houston Gladiators. That'll be at 4 o'clock. Now, also here tomorrow on KWHI, we got playoff football. Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. That'll be a 3:30 start time, 3 o'clock for Texas pregame here on KWHI. And so we hope you can join us for that. And it should be a big sports day tomorrow, and hope you have yourselves a great weekend. And we're about ready to start the second half. We're going to take one more break and be back with quarter number three after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And so back we go. We're ready to start the second half with the Brenham Cubs and the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Cubs lead it 38-35. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. And Tigers will get the ball first to start the third quarter. It'll be Tanner Banks inbounding the ball to Jamion Chambers. And they're working right around to Banks. Chambers and in the corner to Adam Jackson. And they pass the ball off to Trey Taylor. Trying to look for the big man Formby inside. Now Jackson going to fire up a three, misses. And a rebound by Isaac Powell. Powell up ahead to Elijah Ferguson. Ferguson, Diego Strada for three. And he misses. Rebound by Taylor up ahead to Jackson. Misses the shot. Rebound by Ferguson. They're picking right up where they left off. Powell with the basketball. Three on one. Pushes past. Tried to dish it off to Kelly, and Kelly loses it out of bounds. And so the Tigers will have possession of the basketball. Banks with the inbounds pass to Chambers. Chambers gets cross court. And we got Guidry actually starting the second half instead of Kelly this time, and they missed the shot. And rebound by Estrada up ahead to Powell. And Powell, he was going for Mathis, had the ball stolen away by Formby. And now back the other way. And nice block there by Guidry flying in. And consolidated. Trying to drive the lane. Jackson passes off to Formby. Formby puts up the shot. And he's going to draw a foul. And I believe that's going to be on Mathis. And for Jacoby, that's his second. And that'll send Ben Formby to the free throw line. And he hits the first one. And he made them both. And let's see, we got Mathis listed at 6'5". We don't have a height for Formby, but he's looks like a couple inches taller. He's got to be about 6'7", 6'8". And Mathis dribbled the ball off his foot. And Banks with the basketball out to to Chambers. Now Chambers around to Taylor. Back up. Chambers going to fire up a three. Misses. And right there, Banks to put it back up and in for two. And Tanner Banks with 11 now. And Cubs working the ball up the court. Estrada over to, working around now to Ferguson. And Cubs lose the basketball again. And now back the other way and laying it up and in is Jackson. And Jackson with 9 points now. And Tigers lead it 41-38. Cubs were about 2.5 minutes into the quarter, still have yet to get on the board. And loses the ball. And they're going to dribble it off of Matt. As he was losing control, they pushed it off of Mathis's foot, and so it went out of bounds. Estrada will come out, and now Jaden Ebert will check in. And inbounds pass. Knocked out of bounds by the Cubs. So that'll leave everything where it's at. Tigers on a 6-0 run to start the third quarter. And Banks starting to pass the ball off. Stolen away, now stolen back. And stolen again. And who's going to end up with it? We're going to get a foul called. And that's going to be on Banks. It is, and that'll be his second. Ferguson inbounds to Powell. And Ferguson going to Guidry. Back out to Ferguson. Going to put up a three and he hit it. Elijah Ferguson now with 13 in the game. And we're all tied up 41 apiece. Now Tigers back to the other end. Driving the lane is Chambers. Passes back out to Banks over to Formby. And three-pointer. And Banks hits it again. He's been deadly behind that arc. 4 for 4. Mathis back the other way and lays it up and it misses two layups and the Tigers will come down with it. Back the other way, Jackson puts up the shot and he misses it, but he's going to draw a foul on Brenham. Foul is going to be called on Chris Guidry. That'll be his third. And so Adam Jackson will go to the line. Jackson had to sit down for most of the first half after being called for a technical. And he misses the first shot. And we don't know what he said, but all we know is it was a quick whistle by the referee. And he hits the free throw. That'll give him 10 points in the game. And now puts the Tigers up by 4. 45-41. A&M consolidated in front with 4:20 left to play here in the third quarter. Mathis with the basketball being guarded by Formby. And loses the ball back the other way. And Jackson misses a shot. Rebound by Ebert. Up ahead to Kelly. And Kelly is going to get fouled. And the foul is going to be on Tanner Banks. That'll be his third. And so Banks will have to take a seat. And now back the other way. Powell puts it up and in for two and draws the foul. And let's see who they call the foul on. As Isaac would go to the free throw line, that's Nathan Warner. That'll be his second. Now he can cut it to the one to a one-point game if he can make it. And he nailed it. And Isaac Powell now with 16 in the game. And it's now 45-44. Brenham trailing by just 1 point. 3:54 left to play here in the third quarter. And up ahead, Tigers give the ball to Jackson. Now over to Taylor. Taylor comes swarming him. And they're going to get it for traveling. Coach Daly is livid. And Brenham fans want an attack on Daly. I mean, he was pretty animated about it. And so it'll be Cup basketball. What the heck? What did he just call? Referee called something. I guess he took. I guess he took too much time to inbound the pass. Although that was an awfully quick whistle there. And inbound pass to Formby. Formby puts it up, misses the shot. And a rebound by Jacoby Mathis. And comes get it up ahead and has the ball stolen away by Jackson. They were going for Ferguson, and now the Cubs steal the ball back away now. Up ahead, they overshot Ferguson's out of bounds. Well, the team, I think right now they're both getting a little too aggressive. They need to settle things, slow things down, and set their, at least for the Cubs, set their offenses. Because they're missing opportunities to score here. And in with the basketball, the former set of pick knocked Estrada down, no call. And back outside, Formby for three, misses. Rebound by the Tigers. That was Warner coming up with it. And Formby coming up limping. And we're going to get an injury timeout on the court. Yeah, so Formby going to go to the sideline. Have the trainer take a look. Might have rolled an ankle there. Yeah, 2:44 left to go in the third quarter. Cubs trailing by one. Taylor going to fire up a three. It's short. Rebound by the Cubs. And up ahead to Ferguson. Ferguson drives, puts up the shot, misses. And rebound. Raxton came flying in there. As Banks is back in. And we had a foul called, and it's going to be on Elijah Ferguson. That'll be his third. Tigers with the basketball. They overshot now. Coming down with it is Chambers. And up ahead to Taylor. Taylor puts it up and in for two. And Trey Taylor now has 7 points. As we're down to 2:10 left to play. Tigers lead at 47-44. Cubs slipping and sliding. We may need to get towels or something on that court because everybody is falling all over themselves. I don't know if it's from just the run pace that they're keeping up, but it looks like, well, we're going to get a timeout on the court, full timeout, so we'll take it with them. Tigers lead at 47-44 over the Cubs. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
And comes with the basketball. Powell over to Mathis inside. Shot up and in for two. Braylon Ragston with his first basket of the game. And that cuts it to a one-point game, 47-46. And now a three-pointer by the Tigers misses, but they get their own rebound. Chambers passes it, and nobody there. And so it'll be out of bounds. Cup basketball. As we come back here, we got a minute 37 left to go in the third quarter. And it is Consolidated leading the Cubs 47-46. And a whistle. Coming in this one, Tigers are number two in district, Cubs number four in district in the standings. So this would be a big shakeup area. The Cubs could rally and win this one. And inbounds pass. Powell with the basketball. And we're going to get in. We're going to get an offensive foul away from the basket on Braylon Ragston. And so that gives the ball back to the Tigers. And back the other way, Warner passes the ball off and up and in for two is Obiazi. That gives him six. And back out to a three-point lead. Back the other way. Powell holds on to the basketball. Gives it to Estrada. Up and in for two. And Diego with four. As it's back to a one-point game. And Taylor driving, trying to go coast-to-coast. Passes the ball off. Referees missed a travel. And Obiazi puts it up, misses, and a rebound by Ragston. And they're going to tie him up. Jump ball. And so it'll belong to the Tigers. 49-48. And him consolidated, leading Brenham by a point. And it has been just this close all game long. I think the biggest lead at any one point, Tigers have won by six. We're up by six, but that has been it. Most of the time, it's been two or three points either way the whole game. And Tigers with the basketball. Ferguson. Oh, he did not either. He called Ferguson for the foul. That was all ball. And for Elijah, that's going to be his fourth foul. And that will send Ja'Cory Chambers to the free throw line for the Tigers. And Chambers hits the free throw to put the Tigers up by one. Put them up by two now, 50-48. And that put with the fourth foul, that also for the rest of the quarter puts Brenham's number two scorer on the bench. And he hit them both. And so that'll bring it back to a three-point lead, 51-48. Estrada gets it over to Powell. 20 seconds. Cubs have got time here. Play for the last shot. Gets it up ahead to Ebert. And Jaden Ebert up and in for two. And that'll make it a one-point game. Tigers back the other way. Three-pointer, and he hit it. And Ja'Cory Chambers with a three. And Cubs don't get the shot off, and so that'll be the end of the third quarter. And our score, the A&M Consolidated Tigers 54, the Brenham Cubs 50. Back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And back we go here as we start the fourth quarter. It is the A&M Consolidated Tigers leading the Brenham Cubs 54-50. 8 minutes left to go to decide a winner here. And it has been back and forth the whole game. Chris Guidry will inbound the ball to Isaac Powell. Powell being guarded by Chuck Obiazzi. Powell drives, pass the ball off. Jacoby Mathis for three. Rim rattle won't go. And we got a loose ball on the court. It's going to end up out of bounds. And who is going to get whistled for it? And it's going to be a foul on the Cubs. That's going to be on Chris Guidry, and that'll be Guidry's fourth. And so Guidry will have to come out, and Jamari Kelly will check back in. Both teams are going to have to be careful down here, because as we've seen already through the first three quarters, this is a very whistle-happy referee crew. And this one is going to be a foul. That is going to be on Jay Stuten, his second. So each team now with a team foul in just the first 41 seconds. Two fouls already called in just the first 41 seconds of the quarter. That's going to be Cub ball. Estrada do the inbounds pass. And he's going to put it up in the air. And coming down with it is going to end up in the hands of Powell. Powell drives, puts it up, misses the shot. But he should be going to the free throw line here. Foul is called on Jace Newton, and that'll be his third. His third. And so Powell at the line. And he hits the first one. Cut it to a three-point game. And now Powell hits them both. And Isaac Powell with 18 in the game as we're down to a two-point lead, 54-52. And up ahead, working around, and Chambers in that corner. And he just nailed another big three-pointer. And Ja'Cory Chambers now with 8 points in the game. Comes back the other way. And up it is Ebert for two. And we're down to a three-point game. Ebert with 4 points now. Formby over to Taylor. Tigers lead at 57-54. We got 6:45 left to play. Jackson with the basketball. Taylor at the top of the key for the Tigers. Back to Jackson. Jackson being guarded by Kelly. Drives, passes the ball out to Taylor. Rim Rattler won't go. Rebound by Kelly, and we're going to get a foul on Ja'Cory Chambers. And that'll be his, should be the first one on him. And ball stolen away. Gubb sleeping there on the inbounds pass. Tigers take it, puts the shot up, misses. And rebound. Mathis trying to come down with him. We're going to get a jump ball. And it's going to be, I guess they didn't call a foul there on Chambers, although it sure looked like one to me. Inbounds pass. Chambers fires up another three. He hit it again. And that makes it a six-point game. And Gubbs get the ball over to Powell. Powell full court press by the Tigers. And Gubbs are not handling it well. Gives it over to Mathis. And we are going to get a foul on the Tigers, we think. And, yeah, it's signaling a foul. That is going to be on Nathan Warner, his third. 5:56 left to play. Cubs trailing at 60-54. And Powell driving, passes the ball off to Kelly. Kelly fouled on the play. And that one should be on Chambers, and that is his first. And so Jamari Kelly will go to the free throw line. Hits the free throw. And that'll cut it to a five-point game, 60-55 now. And Estrada will check out. Braylon Raxton will come back in. And Kelly hits the second one. And we're down to a four-point game. Chambers driving, and did they get him for an offensive foul there? Or what did they call there? But, oh, they did get it to. Yeah, so it's Cub basketball, and inbounds pass to Mathis. And Jacoby drives, passes out. Estrada for three, and hits the backboard, goes out of bounds. And Cubs are trying to say that Tigers touched it. Referees are conferring, and they are going to say the Tigers did touch it before it went out of bounds. So still Cub basketball. And Ebert inbounds, Estrada misses the shot. He went for a three. And that'll be a turnover to the Tigers. And Estrada will come out. Raxton will come back in. Taylor with the basketball. Gives it over to Banks. Banks to Jackson. Jackson for three, and he nailed it. And Tigers shooting lights out here in the fourth quarter as it's now a seven-point lead, their largest of the game. Cubs trying to battle back, and they're going to get Formby for a foul as Kelly was trying to get past him. And for Ben Formby, that's his. They've only got him for two. For me, that should be his. I've got three on him, but what do I know? And Jamari Kelly at the free throw line, and he misses the first one. And misses the second one. And so, Tigers with a basketball. Taylor gets it over to Jackson. Jackson bides his time, passes the ball off. Formby puts up the shot, misses. And we're going to get a whistle. And foul is going to be called on Jamari Kelly. That'll be his first. And for Formby, he'll go to the line. Misses the second one, back the other way. Braxton thought about a three, passes the ball off to Powell. Powell trying to drive. Puts the shot up, and he's going to draw the foul. And that is going to be on Trey Taylor, that is his third. And Powell at the line, he hits the first one. I'll give him 19 in the game. And he makes them both. So 20 points now for Isaac Powell. Tigers up ahead for me. He had a wide open. Coach was wondering why he didn't shoot it. He had a wide open look at a three. Passes it back. And we're down to the four-minute mark. Cubs trailing by six, 64-58. They need some stops, and Jackson missing the layup. But we got a foul called on Brennan. And that is going to be on Jacoby Mathis, his third. Jackson at the line, hits the first one. I'll give him 14 points. And it makes them both 15 points. And it's an 8-point lead for the Tigers, 66-58. And Mathis has the ball stripped away. Chambers going the other way, passes back, and Ebert going to go for the block and get called for the foul. And for Jaden Ebert, that's his fourth. And Jackson will go to the line once again. And they hit the first one. And now Ethan Marshall going to check in. And checking out was Jalen Taylor. I must have missed that. I didn't see him come into the game. And Jackson hits them both. 10-point lead for the Tigers. Cubs working the ball up the court. Ferguson gets it across midcourt. Tigers, I'll tell you what, they played really good defense here tonight. And a whistle. Why is that against the Cubs? I don't understand what the call was there by the official. I didn't see anything. I didn't see a foul or a travel. Or anything. He didn't even signal. He just turned it over to as Taylor will pass the ball off. And driving the lane is Jackson up in for two and draws the foul. And Tigers starting to run away with this one, both literally and figuratively. Foul is called on Jacoby Mathis, his fourth. And Joar Kelly will check back in the game. And he misses the free throw and he gets the ball back and shoots it for two. Were for bad luck, the Cubs wouldn't have any luck at all here in this quarter. And we're going to get a jump ball. And inbounds pass by the Tigers. It is 2:45 left to play. Cubs trailing by 12 now, 72-60. And Tigers just content to just try to run the clock out. In the corner, and Chambers is going to fire up a three, misses. And a rebound by Ferguson. And he runs right over and now gets the ball back, puts it up and in for two and draws the foul. And let's see who the call is going to be against. And still no referees conferring here. That's never good. Uh-oh. And looks like we got a fan getting unruly there, and we have the police gone over. Uh-oh. Please exit peacefully. The police, Coach Youngs, and other. Apparently we have some fans getting out of hand over there, and they're asking them under the new policy to leave. They said it's zero tolerance policy. And the game has been paused. We don't want another riot situation like with the Rutter game a few weeks ago. They're asking the folks to peacefully leave. And we've got extra police security. And we got another guy getting out of hand here. And you got the fans being ejected. And this is the right thing here. Staying on top of it. You know, I don't know what's worse, that behavior like that or that the Consolidated fans are actually applauding behavior like that as they're escorting these folks out of the building. And so now we're ready to resume play. As Ferguson at the line. And he misses the shot, rebound by Ragston. And we're going to get another whistle. And it's going to be a foul on Chris Guidry. And for Guidry, that'll be his fifth. And so that'll send Formby to the line. This game was close until the fourth quarter, and this fourth quarter, Consolidated has blown this one wide open. And Formby hits the free throw to give him 3 points in the game. And he hits the second one. Gives it 5 in the game, 74-60. And Mathis gets it up ahead to Ragston. Ragston has the ball stolen from him. And up ahead, ball stolen back by Ferguson. Ferguson tried a no-look pass, and it's tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it went off on the Tigers. Cubs trailing 74-60 with a minute 57. Inbounds pass to Mathis. And Jacoby with a 3 misses. And rebound, and it's Jackson to Banks inside. Chambers back out to Banks, and right now Tigers just trying to run the clock out here. Over to Taylor. Taylor back out to Jackson. And you got to remember, in high school basketball, there is no shot clock. And they inbound it to Banks, and they get it down to Banks. Banks puts it up and in for 2. And Banks down to 16. And we're going to get a whistle. And that's going to be on Trey Taylor. That'll be his 3rd. And so that'll send Isaac Powell to the free throw line. And he misses the free throw. And he hits the free throw. That'll give Powell 21 in the game. Cuts it to a 15-point lead with a minute 15. Up ahead, Formby going to dunk it. And that'll give him 7 points. As we're down to a minute to go, back the other way. And Powell misses the shot. And ball stripped away. Tigers running with it. Jackson puts it up, misses. Rebound by Mathis. Up ahead to Ferguson. Ferguson to Powell. Powell going to put up a 3, and he hit it. And we got a whistle. Powell now with 24 points in the game. And it's going to be a timeout on the court. And we think there still has been no official timeout. Both teams are acting like it's a timeout, but they still have not started the timeout officially. Now they have, and it's a 60-second timeout. I think, though, with it being this close to the end of the game, I think we're just going to keep it right here, though, as the Tigers lead this one 78-64, and they have outscored the Cubs 24-14. Here in this quarter, and that's been the difference in the game. This was actually just a 4-point game going into this fourth period, but it's been all Tigers. Cubs just have not been able to get the shots to fall when they need to, and they've had trouble handling that full court press by the Tigers. And traveling called on Consolidated, so the Cubs will get the ball back. And inbound to Mathis. Over to Ferguson. Back to, and Ferguson fires up a 3, misses. Up ahead to Formby. And now Tigers back the other way. And ball stolen away. Powell drives, puts it up, in for two, and draws the foul. Wait, what, do they wave it off? No? Okay, they did give it to him. And so, yeah, it'll be 26 for Powell. And he should be going to the line to shoot another one. And for Tanner Banks, that was his fourth foul, by the way. But with 22 seconds left, I don't think, even if he hits it, I don't think coach has got an 11-point play in his pocket there. And he hits it, so that'll give Powell 27 points. He's the leading scorer for either team in the game. And we've got a foul call on Trey Taylor. I wonder if that was a technical. It is a technical. So Taylor has been ejected. And Ferguson misses the free throw opportunity. Yeah, Ja'Cory Chambers will check back in for the Tigers as Elijah Ferguson will get another free throw here. And so that'll give Elijah 16. And we're down to a 10-point game, 78-68. Cubs with the basketball. Powell puts up the shot and misses, but he's going to get the foul. Nope, well, now they're going to wave it off. Inbounds pass. And they're going to just let the clock run out here. Don't put, you got 7 seconds left. And that is going to do it. And your final score, A&M Consolidated wins it 78-68 over the Brenham Cubs. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And back we go here from the Brenham High School gym. And once again, your final score, A&M Consolidated wins this one 78-68 over the Brenham Cubs. And Consolidated won the first quarter 23-21. Brenham came back and won the second quarter 17-12 and actually took a 38-35 lead in the locker room at halftime. Consolidated then would win the third quarter 19-12 to increase that lead to 54-50. And so it was a 4-point deficit in the third quarter, but then in the final Final quarter, Consolidated just outscoring Brenham 24-18, and that was your final 78-68, your final score there. Leading scores for the Cub, Isaac Powell with 27 points, Elijah Ferguson with 16 points, and Jacoby Mathis with 10 points. Leading scorer for the Tigers was Adam Jackson with 21 points. And then also Tanner Banks with 16 and Ja'Cory Chambers with 11 points. And so for the Cubs, that drops them now. They end up the first half of district play. They're still 20-6 overall, but 3-4 in the first half of district. Tigers now 13-11. They're 6-1 in district. And so that'll make things tough going, but Cubs need a big second half. This is one. They played with one of the best teams in league, just couldn't quite, that fourth quarter did them in there. And we'll see if they can recover there. Meanwhile, we're going to be back here on Tuesday night with the Brenham Cubettes as for their next home game. And we hope you tune in for that. 6:30 start time, 6:15 pregame here on KWHI. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. I want to thank Madison Bag at the studios for helping us bring this one to you tonight. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to the broadcast of the Brenham Cubs basketball game, brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Once again, the final score, Brenham Cubs 68 to A&M Consolidated Tigers 78. Good night, everybody. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.